Scary Native and self-published author Crystal O'Brien is now a happy, at-peace person. But that was not always the case. There was a time when no matter what she did, she just couldn't get happy. And it all stemmed back to her tumultuous upbringing.
I was sexually and physically abused by my father from pretty much age 12 to age 15. My mother left out of the picture when I was 2. She saw that she was going to lose the custody battle, so she just disappeared off the face of the earth. So pretty much with my father, my grandmother, his adopted mother, was the main caregiver other than him. And I went back and forth between her house and his. And during the time of abuse, he had said to me one time, he was very territorial over me and all my actions, everything was very monitored. And he said to me, if you ever get pregnant, I'm going to kick you out. And that actually became my out. I conceived my daughter at age 15. I had her at 16 with my boyfriend at the time. And my boyfriend didn't even know, what was going on. And so I went through this pregnancy and then it came out and I had to go through the trial to have my father convicted.
O'Brien, now 29, has overcome a lot. And she writes about it in her book, Pretty Raised Ugly, being raised by an abusive father, becoming a teenage mother, and battling a period of major depression, during which she turned to drugs and alcohol to try to ease the pain. But those things weren't helping.
The struggles I had going through college is really what the book really puts emphasis on, stories, issues that I got into, situations I shouldn't have been in, but I found myself in just because I didn't feel. I was going through a very numbing stage for a period of years where I barely felt like I was existing, like I was just going through the motions.
She finally came to the resolution that she had to do something different.
What got me to the point of having this awareness of, one, something had to change, and two, figuring out what I wanted to do, one was my daughter. She was growing just as quickly as I was. And a lot of my actions for a period of years, like right out of high school, was just geared towards, I have to do this for my daughter, right? That's how a lot of parents end up thinking, like, I have to go to school, I have to get a job so that I can take care of my child.
But even when she was taking care of her daughter in the business of life, she was still empty.
There was just nothing fulfilling me. There were stories in the book where I talk about I was looking for it in men. I looked for it in church. I looked for it everywhere, and nothing was working. And it was actually driving me crazy as much as it was healing me in the process.
Unable to keep and maintain any real relationship or concentrate at work, O'Brien realized that she needed to get help.
I wanted it to change. I wanted to understand why I was angry, why I just instantly just snapped off, like, how can I change this? You can blame anything, it's because of my dad, it's because of this situation, it's because of that. But at the end of the day, okay, how can I control it, and how can I change it? Because I don't want to be this person who's angry or stuck or frustrated, because if this is life, I might as well check out.
O'Brien spent about 15 years undergoing several different forms of therapy, from social workers to psychiatrists. She said that she had her share of therapists who didn't do their job well, but one of them recommended a book to her that helped her make a breakthrough, The Courage to Heal. And then she found a good therapist, one that really made the healing process begin to click.
And she asked me, how are you so successful? I looked at this woman like she was crazy. I said, what are you talking about? I just said that all these things are wrong with me and I need help. And she said, so while you've gone through traumatic experiences, I'm not trying to lessen that, you have finished school, you take care of your daughter, you work full time, how do you not give yourself credit for the things you have done right? And that was a major turn for me, because I was so hard on myself thinking of where I thought I should have been that I started to look at things differently. And she helped me start to look at different things in every aspect of my life in a different light.
That came at just the right time, because she found out that she hadn't seen the last of her father.
I found out my father was being released early, and so I needed more therapy. times 10. Hurry up. I need therapy.
Crystal was originally told that because she was a minor, she didn't have to face her father in court, that she could record her testimony. But because the incident happened years prior, it turned out that she would have to testify against her father in person. She was terrified.
I was pregnant at the time. I think I was about 5 months pregnant. And I was terrified because I hadn't seen this man since I had said something. And I just felt like, I didn't know. I didn't know if I was so intimidated, like he would just burn me with his eyes. I don't know, but I was terrified. But they coached me through it. And as far as, like, you don't have to make eye contact with him except when we ask you to point him out, you know, keep your eye on the prosecuting attorney. And they just, you know, kind of prepped me to be able to handle the pressure of being in court. And so I did that, and that was actually the absolute last time that I saw him.
Crystal's father was brought to the U.S. from the Philippines when he was 6 years old after being adopted by her grandmother. He was deported back in 2015 after his prison release. She tells about her entire ordeal in her book, which, by the way, only took her 7 days to write. Crystal says even though writing it was cathartic, she figured out the purpose of the book is really to help other people heal from their life-leveling experiences. Now life is pretty good for Crystal. She is raising her daughter and has a career as a human resources assistant at Indiana University Northwest. She plans to write other books in the future. More information about Pretty Raised Ugly is available at prettyraisedugly.com. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.